Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Spirit Dance Podcast on Saturday, May 11th. Last week, there was no podcast. As you know, if you follow on my Facebook page, we had a seminar last weekend with Maureen Fielding of Canine Leadership in Vancouver. I was really excited to bring Maureen here. I've known her for years, and I give and attend seminars, but it's been years since I've hosted one. I really wanted to bring Maureen here. I especially target attending seminars and learning from people I've observed and grown to admire. And I do admire Maureen, and I've seen her students in action, and I wanted to bring that here for myself and for my students, and it was a great weekend. What is a seminar? Seminars happen in all fields. They're professional development. A seminar is a group of people coming together. We discuss and learn specific techniques and topics, and it's a focused block of time where we can look at and try new things. It's used in all facets of education, and it's something like classroom learning, except people form and fold. It's a short-term community that comes together, and then we all go off on our own when it's over. At a seminar, you can find holes in your bucket. And I love that phrase. It comes from Bob Vest, a herding trainer. And Bob always said that it's very important to find holes in your bucket and fill those holes. Sometimes, though, when you fill one hole, another hole bursts out in another spot. So it's really important to choose your takeaways and to implement the learning carefully over time. There are two elements in a dog training seminar. There is you and there is your dog. First, I want to talk about what you can get from a seminar and what I get from seminars. Also, what I hope people get when I give seminars. We plan our seminars very carefully, and I know before Maureen came, she did questionnaires with people. She wanted maps of the sites. We outlined goals. We talked about the best places for each team to work, whether they were beginners or advanced. These things don't just happen instantly. It's not a just add water sort of thing. So when you arrive on the morning of a seminar, you can be pretty sure that a ton of work has gone into the planning just for you. What do we hope you get from a seminar? Well, you gain expert knowledge. An expert who provides a seminar usually guarantees or promises something that you will get from them. And in this case, we're looking for tracking knowledge and tracking ideas. Seminars are also a great chance to network with people who have the same passion, to talk about what they do, where they're from, what are their experiences. And of course, we develop new friendships and new relationships that will benefit us in our future tracking. I mentioned professional development, and for many of us, seminars are professional development. I love to learn from people who have the skills and knowledge in my sport to help me with tweaking things or learning new things. I've been very, very lucky, or blessed, I would say, not necessarily lucky, to have had many good mentors throughout my tracking career, and I don't think that's over. We can always learn new things and have new mentors and develop new ideas from people who are trying different things or from different areas or who have different mentors than us. And that's how we grow and learn. So professional development for people who do instruct and train is very important. You can't carry on instructing or training if you don't keep an open mind. And also, I want to use the word humble yourself to learn new things. None of us knows everything. And I do believe tracking is a great journey because we're always learning new things and having aha moments. It's also a time over a couple of days where you can learn some new strategies and gain some skills. Strategies for your training, strategies for your attitude, strategies for communication with others and with your dog, skills acquisition, the technical and practical aspects of tracking are very important. And we all hope to get some ideas on those things in a seminar. Many people can gain a new perspective in a seminar, especially if you're in an area where you don't have an instructor and you've been working on your own. At a seminar, when you gather together with other trainers, you can see yourself in context with those others, and it helps you to gain insights on exactly where you are on a spectrum. So if you're a beginner and you're trying to rate yourself on where am I at in terms of being ready for a TD on a 1 to 10, you may leave your house driving to the seminar and say, oh, I'm an 8 or 9. And at the seminar, you might find out you're maybe a 6 or 7 with some things to learn. And that is extremely valuable knowledge. You might be a very advanced tracker, and someone might say on a scale of 1 to 10, where are you in on your journey for your master tracking titles? And you might say, oh gosh, I'm at a 9 or a 10. I'm so ready and my dog is so ready. And then you gather together with others and you see even beginners with incredibly beautiful handling skills and partnership with their dogs, and they may not have all of the experience you have in tracking, but you suddenly say to yourself, I want that. I want that relationship. I want those skills. I've forgotten that along the journey. I've left those behind, and maybe I've gotten a little bit of complacency. So you see others, and it really gives you valuable insights and aha moments. And I think that is one of the very important things about seminars, is not just sitting in your car until it's your turn, but walking along, listening and watching every team. Because a seminar should also renew your motivation to learn. It may show you that there are things that you've left behind that you should pick up on again. Or it might give you confidence in your training, and you might say, you know, I left the house thinking I was a 7 or 8, and here at the seminar, I think I am going to put myself at an 8. You might have confidence in the way you're training and in your own knowledge, and as you listen and you're nodding away, you think, you know, this seminar is really valuable because maybe I haven't learned a lot, but what I have learned is I'm doing a great job, and I'm so happy to find that out from listening to this presenter and seeing how others are working. I know that. I have a great relationship with my dog. I'm on the right track. I'm on the right path, and that's a valuable thing to learn too. So renewing your motivation and your confidence in your own knowledge, that's a valuable skill. It may enhance what you already know, and that is very important too. So many of us come into seminars with a degree of knowledge and skill, and the learning at a seminar tweaks that just so much so that we can leverage it. Even one good idea can leverage what we already know and help us to grow and build on our skills. So enhancing what you already know is extremely important, and another good insight. Keep those ears open and keep your eyes open and keep your attitude and your heart open at seminars for all of those things so that you don't waste those valuable 2 days together. The other thing that we should get at a seminar is correcting something that might need fixing. Sometimes we're training with people who are so used to how we work together that they don't necessarily see the things that you're doing wrong. We all fall into habits. Or people don't want to hurt your feelings and say, you know, I've observed this about your handling or the way you speak. And a seminar presenter who comes in and leaves in 2 days should find that a lot easier to point out, because they are coming in with a very objective point of view, and they only have 2 days to offer all they know very generously to you. So finding and identifying and helping offer advice to correct things is another valuable thing that you'll find in a seminar that we don't always get when we're with our regular training buddies or attending our regular classes or training on our own or reading in a book. It's always good to gain knowledge, but practicing and being with others and listening and having a keen eye from a new person gives you that kind of insight and helps you to correct things. Sometimes things you might come in knowing you need correcting, or things you had no idea were happening. So seminars do all of those things. What else do we get from seminars? Well, we should get actionable takeaways. I mentioned that one good idea can leverage your training, but most seminars will come in with a promise of offering knowledge and ideas for practicing. And at the end, when you leave, you should leave with a list of to-do items so that you can go home and practice and keep growing and keep improving in the sport of tracking. Actionable takeaways are an important part of tracking training, which is so it's such a high-level skill. It's a very difficult sport for us. And anytime we can get advice on how to move our feet, how to hold our line, how to turn our body, little things to watch for, and how to help our dog, it's valuable 2 days invested. So those are all the things that you can get out of a seminar. What does your dog get out of a seminar? Well, your dog loves the bonding time with you, that focused time, a weekend just for that dog, lots of fun, and they get to enjoy doing what they love, which is tracking, in this case. There are also future training impacts for your dog. We should all want to train better. We should all want to motivate our dogs. We should keep them loving the sport of tracking. We should find ways to work better with them and find ways to support them and enable them to do the best job they can in tracking. So our dogs benefit from our attending seminars, and of course that's our goal, but you may notice that there were a lot more goals for us than dogs, and that is a mirror of the tracking world, because we are always the ones that have so much more to learn and so much more to do to help our dogs shine. Now, there are never quick fixes. You should leave a seminar with the intention to work, and I always advise people to process your learning a little bit. Choose the takeaways and start practicing carefully. A warning I would give to anyone who attends any seminar is not to just leap into a new method, particularly if you've been training a certain way for a long time. Now, there are going to be new ideas that are absolute gems that you should implement right away, and you should know what those are when you leave. Those should be some of your actionable takeaways. I have seen over the years people that do leap from method to method, and that can be inconsistent for your dog. Now, one of the things I loved about last weekend was the consistency and the great relationship between the way that Maureen trains and the way that I train, which really will help me and hopefully benefit some of my students too. I brought Maureen here because I was very confident that everything that she was going to share was going to help me, first of all, because I know I can learn the most from someone else, and then help others, whether I know them, whether they're my students, or whether it's a new person in the seminar who I've never met before. I want everyone to do well, and so does Maureen, and I love that energy. When I organize a seminar, I find that to be one of the most important criteria is the desire of the seminar presenter to truly help people and to truly give and share so that people leave doing better. Maureen and I both have a passion for the sport of tracking, and we want that. We want the best for the sport, and we want the best for everyone who loves the sport of tracking. So thank you, Maureen, for that. And now another warning, don't skip steps. Even though you will see others in the seminar who may be ahead of you or may have something a little different than you have, they have acquired those things, I hope, through very skillfully building on foundations and training with intention and purpose to move forward. You may want those things, but acquire them in the same way. Build on what you know and train carefully to move ahead with purpose. Just because we see others training at a certain level doesn't mean we should just challenge our dogs or challenge ourselves to do those things. A dog may do well once or twice, but eventually that inconsistency on pushing a dog, we can sour them and make them lose their confidence. And that makes us lose our confidence too. And as a coach, it's very important for me to keep everyone's mental game sharp. I really value the importance of consistent, intentional training and building skills yourself, building that muscle memory, training your mind, and helping your dog. We all know our dogs can track, but we do want to help them. So be sure to build on the training in a focused and intentional way. Follow what the instructor said. Grow. We all want to grow. No one should leave a seminar saying, well, you know, I didn't learn a thing. When I have heard people say that, inwardly, I feel that someone hasn't perhaps the experience to know what they should have learned. Or I just send them away with a blessing, hoping that they'll achieve what they want and admire their confidence. But I think we can all grow. And if you've stuck in the tracking sport for years, and I know I've been at it for 30 years, you will eventually learn that you'll never stop learning and never stop growing. And it is one of the beauties of the sport. Finally, the last thing I'd like to add about seminars is share what you've learned with others. Don't be stingy. People who share generously with you should be done the honor of having that knowledge passed on. And I am not saying to do it as if it's your knowledge, but give credit. Thank your mentors. We all have wonderful mentors, and anyone who's trained with me knows that I'm very open in saying, I learned this from this person. I learned that from that person. I learned this at that seminar. I learned that in a book. I eventually put things together, and a lot of times we all learn from experience. I tried this, it worked. I tried that, it didn't work. And of course, every dog is different too. But do share generously. Work together. Tracking is a community, and we all want to help each other. Thank each other for what they've given to you. Thank your instructors. Thank your mentors. Give credit freely and be aware of what everyone has done to teach you and help you on your path. I think that that's not just a tracking lesson, but that is a life lesson that seminars bring to us. When someone comes in for a weekend and gives very, very generously of all they have and leaves, we should feel that kind of gratitude that they've come in and shared with us and helped us to grow and helped our dogs. And over the years in your tracking journey, I hope you meet many, many of these kinds of mentors. Sometimes I'll say they're more like tormentors because they're pushing you and they're forcing you to create new habits because they want the best for you. So sometimes the best mentors are also tormentors. And I've had a couple of those too. And they have sometimes been the most positive influences for me in tracking, even though at the time it seemed very difficult to work with them. So share and give thanks. And then I also just give thanks to God for the ability to have such a wonderful hobby. There's a lot of strife in this world, and we are very lucky when we have 2 days to spend together like this, and the time to spend like this in a hobby that we love with our dogs and with great people. So what am I going to do this weekend? Well, I am a processor. I love to step back and think about what happened, what I learned, what it means to me. I am experienced and pretty confident, but I love to learn. I'm a learning addict, and I'm very grateful for any observation and advice that I can get on my dogs. And I'm starting some new dogs now, so every dog is different. Today I'm going to head out. I'm going to do some of my regular work, but I'm also going to build in some of the new ideas that I know are actionable takeaways that I'm going to do right away. I saw them make an immediate difference for me on the weekend, and I saw them make an immediate difference for others. And I'm pretty excited to try those and probably incorporate them into my toolkit from now on, which makes Maureen a new mentor for me. So I wish everyone the best on your journey. That's today's podcast. Have a happy tracking weekend. This is Donna, Spirit Dance Tracking, signing out.